Public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County revising computation of pension benefits for Sussex County employees. There is going to be a brief discussion by Gina Jennings of this proposal. After the presentation, Council will have an opportunity to ask questions of Ms. Jennings. And at that point, we will open the floor to any members of the public that would like to address this. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. I'm going to give you a brief presentation of the pension changes. Many of these slides you have seen before in other meetings. So the first slide gives you all the steps that we've been through to get to where we are today. So we had discussed the intent of the changes here during one of my quarterly pension meetings. I had gotten positive feedback from Council to move forward. Then we had a draft ordinance prepared by our legal attorney. Then we had an email sent out to all employees about the process that was coming up. I sent out a copy of the ordinance about the public hearing date. I had the ordinance shared with the pension committee and the personnel board prior to the public hearing process that was completed on October 13th. Both boards made a recommendation to the county administrator to present the ordinance to county council for adoption. And then the county administrator had brought it before you to be adopted. We then started the public hearing process, which we are here today, and then the ordinance would be effective as of January 1st, 2017. So this is a slide that you have seen in the past. So what this does is two changes. One of it is for 12-hour employees. Currently, their annual salary for hourly employees are calculated based off of 40 hours. Since they work 4 days on, 4 days off, the average that they work in a week is 42 hours. So we are requesting the change to the ordinance so that their annual salary would be based off of 42 hours. So you can see a 19-hour employee right now for their pension calculation, it's $39,520. Now, with the new pension change, it would be $41,496. This does not affect our budget in any way because they're still $19 an hour. It will move their salary closer to the maximum on our pay range. The next change is adding 5 additional years for the calculation for all employees. So currently, the 12-hour employees are capped at 25 years, so they would go to 30 years, and then the other employees that are currently capped at 30 would go to 35. Employees will have an incentive to work longer, and by delaying retirement, the county will hold off paying for a new employee while also paying for a new pension. So what happens to our pension if we were to change to 40 to 42 hours? It does increase our liability out there for our future pensions. So at our last evaluation that's been presented, we were 84% funded. It would move us to 83.8% funded. And we will have an annual contribution increase to about $101,000 a year so that we can get down the $772,000 extra liability that we are incurring. Moving from 25 to 30 years for the 12-hour employees, this could vary depending on how many take this extra benefit. We're thinking it's pretty much cost neutral for the 12-hour employees. We could save money if 25% take it, or it could cost us $46,000 a year if 100% take it. So this one's cost neutral. We had this also looked at for the other employees that are moving from 30 years to 35, and it's looking at it'll be about a $40,000 cost as well. So in the email to the employees, I also had put together a bunch of frequently asked questions to clear up some of the things that I was hearing when the ordinance went out, and I want to go through those. So one question was, I'm a 12-hour employee, and if I stay 25 years, they're currently earning 50% of their salary. Now, what will happen if I stay 30 years? What will happen is they could get 60% of their current salary. Next one is, I'm a 7-hour employee who was hired before July 1st, 2000. How does this ordinance affect me? This ordinance does not affect anybody hired before July 2000 that was a 7-hour employee. They are not currently capped in the number of years, so this ordinance would still make sure that they are not capped. And next question, my spouse is a county pensioner. Does this affect any current pensioners? And no, it does not. This is for future pensioners. do I have to stay the extra 5 years to get additional benefits? So if you are a 12-hour employee and you want to work 30 years, do you have to work the 30 years to get that extra benefit? No, you can work 26 or 27 to get those additional benefits. The ordinance will be effective January 1st, so does that mean that the annual salary is just for 2017 using the 42 hours? So the calculation for the benefit is you take the three highest salaries. So some of those salaries could be 15, 16, and 17. We would go back to 15 and 16 and also use the 42 hours. So it wouldn't just be going forward. Each year would be using the 42 hours. The next question, I was still taking questions as of this morning, so I updated my slide to make sure that I'm still addressing the questions. So the question I got this morning is, I'm an EMS management personnel and was hired prior to July 1st, 2001. This ordinance revision doesn't address us because we were hired before July 1st, 2001. And that is correct. It doesn't address them because we didn't touch Section C-26-7, which addressed before July 1st, 2001, 12-hour employees. That section reads, in the event a covered employee who is classified as a paramedic or emergency communication specialist and who works scheduled 12-hour shifts, including management personnel, who are required to maintain certifications necessary to relieve as a paramedic or emergency communication specialist, was hired prior to July 1st, 2001, such covered employee can choose either one of these benefits that are defined in 26-7A or 26-7B. So 26-7A was that they would still have no cap and they would be divided by 60, or they could use the 26-7B, which is the 30-year cap, like the rest of ones that are hired after July 1st, with the product divided by 50. So they still will have that option. We did not remove that section out of this revision. And that is my presentation.
There you go.
Any questions from council?
Question to council?
I arrived 42 hours.
That's their average by working 4 days on and 4 days off.
12-hour days. 314s is 42, right?
They work 12-hour shifts. They work four 12s in a row, then are off 4 days. They're talking about four 12s in a row. They work 48 off 48, work 48.
They're off 48 hours.
Well, they're off 4 days. I'm sorry.
4 days.
But when they work 48 hours in 4 days, 12 hours in 4 days.
So 48, what? How many hours, how many days is that?
That's 4 days in a row. They work 2 days of ice and 2 days a day.
That's down at 6 hours.
12 hours a day, 4 days in a row. That's 48 hours. Four 12s is 48. But if you average that, because there's days off in weeks, if you average that, it averages to 42 hours a week over a period of a year. I think I said that correctly.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
If there are no other questions, then is there any member of the public that would like to speak today? Mr. Kramer?
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road. Now look, I was here when they had the pension hearing and the personnel hearing combined in one day. I went back and I rechecked everything, went to find it. Well, the pension board was never on the internet at any point, was never advertised. The minutes aren't there. I said, wait a minute. There was a public hearing for the personnel board in conjunction with the pension board. So why isn't it separate? I don't know that answer, but I finally found the minutes. Because I knew there was minutes that had been made, and this ordinance, nowhere has it been listed. And I want to know why That motion is not in this ordinance. You were there. Mr. Baker stated that there were employees that were hired before July 2000 were not subject to the cap. He wanted to make sure that these employees were not subject to a cap of 30 or 35 years. Mrs. Jennings noted that this was not the intent, and the clarification can be added that employees hired before July 1st, 2000 are not capped by the 30 or 35 years. Mr. Moore explained that this clarification recommendation would be added at the time the motion was made. Now, I'm not going to read the entire motion, but it'll give you the basics. A motion was made by Mr. Baker and seconded by Ms. Brewington to verify that the cap does not apply to employees hired before July 1st, 2000. And it passed by 4 yeas. I want to know why it's not attached to this ordinance when it was introduced. Or are you going to change it today and add it today? Because if you don't, guess what? It don't matter a hill of beans, because you've just unscrewed the employees, because now you can do anything you want. Say, well, it don't apply. Then put it in writing. Somebody needs to make a motion and put this into there. Pure and simple. Correct? You might as well answer me on something. Somebody needs to say something.
Yes. You want me to?
Well, yeah. I'm sure we can address it.
Right. We'll address Ms. Jennings.
Sure. That language was added. If you see on your ordinance in front of you, there's a section that's added in red. That is what the attorney suggested we add after we have read those. So when you introduced the ordinance, that change was already in there. That makes sure that it did not affect the employees that were hired before July 1st, 2000, that they still would not be capped.
Where does it say that? The purpose of this ordinance is to clarify the manner in which employees' annual wages and salaries computed for the purpose of determining the employees' pension amount provided and computed does not say anything in here whatsoever that it's not prior. Not at all.
All right, Mr. Moore.
I am looking for that. Ms. Jennings can...
Let me pull it up. I can pull it up on the screen.
Put it on screen.
We're going to pull it up on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it's not going to work.
I would think we're talking about the bold red print in item 26-7.
Correct. That's what was added.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, but it ain't coming out here.
If I'm seeing correctly, that's not the ordinance that's in today's packet.
Well, that's my whole argument. You guys keep switching this stuff around, and every time, you've done it with the budget. You've done this with the budget, and then you tell the Attorney General, oh, no, it's all there. Now, you want to lie about this one, too? Because that's exactly what you're doing. But this is the ordinance. If it's different than what you got up there, then that needs to go, because this is what you put out, not that. And I'm tired of you guys switching it after the fact. They've done it in the budget, and now you're trying to pull a fast one on the employees. Of course, you guys don't care about the employees. Hey, they're just a bunch of peons. Who cares about them? No wonder you got a union. And if you're not careful, you're going to get a lot more union. I've been trying to get that through your hard-headed skulls. But you keep on, just keep on pressing. Sooner or later, these guys are going to go union on you, and then you will have a problem. Have a good day.
Mr. Jennings, is that up there now?
Yes, so that's what the red writing is, to verify what Mr. Baker had said. It was voted on the committee to add this, and this was the ordinance that was introduced, and it's still the same ordinance that was in the packet today.
Okay. So the short title that we read when we make the motion will be including that language.
Correct.
Yeah.
What language? Where does it actually say it does not apply to people prior to 2001? That's all I'm asking. Where's it at?
Where's it go? Up here.
The 2001, you can help if
before.
You want. Before 2001 is a separate thing. 2001 have to do with 12-hour employees, which is Section C of the code, which is not being touched. We're only touching A and,
why
a,
did
and
Baker,
B.
Then why did Baker bring this up? Why did Baker make this motion? That's what I want to know. If he was so concerned, hey, Baker ain't no dummy.
So
he brought up that motion. Why did he bring up a motion if he was not concerned about the employees prior to this thing here? Otherwise, because that was a question I was going to have at that pension.
Right.
Well, he brought it up. So I never spoke at that hearing whatsoever because he had brought it up. Then all of a sudden, here's the budget, here's the thing. Then I get on the packet last night and it's not even in there.
Ms. Jennings, do you
want? Mr. Baker addressed the employees prior to 2000, which is a separate date from the 2001, and that's why we added hired after July 1st, 2000, so they understand that this change does not affect employees hired prior to 2000.
But that's not what it says.
Well, it looks like it says hired after July 1st, 2000.
Mr. President, may I?
Ms. Jennings, may I? Mr. Arley, I'm sorry jumping in. Ms. Jennings, did you pull that introduced ordinance from the packet that's
correct.
On the internet right
that's
now?
Because
that's the same one I'm reading.
Correct.
That's the ordinance that was introduced, correct?
That's where it came from. You can see it says public hearing benefit. That comes right from the packet.
And this would be the ordinance that the council is considering today and voting on if they choose.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, Mr. Arley.
That was in our packet that we had. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Arlett? Just very briefly, I appreciate the need and we desire public comment, but I'm not going to let you sit here, make the comments that we don't care about the employees. I won't let you get away with that. That's a false statement, and we do care about the employees. That's why we're here today. So that is all.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to address this issue, this ordinance? Anyone else? Seeing none, or is there any other questions from council before we close the public hearing on this? Mr. President, public hearing is now closed on this matter, and we can proceed if council desires.
So close public hearing, close public comment. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County, revising computation of pension benefits for the Sussex County employees.
Pleasure, council.
Good motion.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yeah, based on staff recommendations, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
And likewise, based on staff recommendations and the fact that the employees absolutely do benefit from this, and I know are appreciative of this, so absolutely in honor and doing the right thing to our employees because we do care, I say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
I also agree this did come from our employees' requests. I think staff's worked hard to get this where it is today. For someone to say that this council doesn't care about employees is a totally, totally false statement. I think we go above and beyond to work with our employees, to benefit our employees. We care about them. It's exactly why we're doing this. It's something they wanted to do. It benefits them. So I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. We're going to back up on the agenda now, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, members of council. Backing up to the County Council 2017 schedule, as council knows, every year we have to approve the schedule for the county holidays as well as council meetings. I passed out two documents that reference the proposed 2017 schedule. We are recommending that the county have a scheduled meeting, the 2017 schedule for our meetings to be in line with this year's schedule, which means we will propose to meet 36 times. As you know, as the work ebbs and flows, the council has the ability to add or delete any of the scheduled meetings as they see fit. In fact, this year on a week that we were scheduled not to meet. We had a special meeting to meet to address the sign ordinance. In addition, I've listed the 2017 holiday schedule, which shows the standard traditional holidays that the county follows. The upcoming year being one that is not an election year, we will not have any of the Election Day or Return Day vacation holidays listed. So in all, we have the 2017 holiday schedule and the 2017 meeting schedule for your consideration. I have a motion, Mr. President, unless you have any questions.
Any questions, Council? You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the 2017 County Holiday Schedule and the 2017 County Council Meeting Schedule as presented.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, thank you. County Administrator's report is next for November 29th, 2016. One item. Per the attached engineering department fact sheets, the following projects have received substantial completion. Peninsula Lakes Phase 1 construction record for Force Main and Pump Station only effective November 7th. Ocean View Beach Club Phase 2A effective November 14th. The Estuary Phase 1A-1 construction record effective November 15th. Vincent Overlook Phase 5 effective November 17th. And Johnson's Glade Agreement Number 1030 effective November 22nd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.